name is Layla Patterson, and I will be telling you about or helping you to know or like to give you some knowledge about did the Greeks / Egyptians have a worst ruler leader of all time? So I'm about to give you some background knowledge on that. So, and I actually have a special guest here. Hi, my name is Lizzie Fernandez, and I would like to ask you a question. And I guess I just walked in from the back door all the way up here, but I was asking if you could like answer my question. So yes, I actually would answer your question, and I've actually, this is a very interesting topic. I think I already know about the Greek Tyrannos. So I just wanted to get some more knowledge. But yes, I actually know about it. I've studied in my past, had a good time studying about ancient Greek and ancient Egypt. So, tyrant Greek Tyrannos, a cruel, oppressive ruler in ancient Greece, a ruler who had seized power unconstitutionally or inherited such power. So he believed in power. He loved power. He thought that he could control everybody, give them power or give himself power. Yes, I actually know about that, but I didn't know about the unconstitutionally or inherited such power, or I didn't know he was cruel or stuff. I thought he was like a good one. But I've actually come here to ask about Cleomenes because I've actually researched him, but he was kind of like interesting. But I came to get more because you're like smart, Mr. Alberto. I mean, Mrs. Alberto. Cleomenes the First. You want to know about him? Oh, he was my favorite. But yes, I will tell you. Cleomenes the First was imprisoned in mysterious circumstances with Spartan authorities claiming his death was suicide due to insanity. So he was a very crazy person. He had a lot going on. I don't think his parents. I don't think the police wanted him in town because he was very crazy. He thought that we would do something stupid or an unwanted. People thought he was doing something unwantedly to the citizens in that city, state, or country. So he also started to act strangely around his family. So his family had forced the madman to move because, like I said, they didn't want him to do anything to him or her, just to be safe for safety reasons. And yes, I hope you enjoyed this this show today. And please enjoy your night or morning. Thank you.